grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. In the hymn that we sang at the beginning of this divine service of Holy Thursday, we sang these words: Jesus, thy feast we celebrate, we show thy death, we sing thy name till thou return, and we shall eat the marriage supper of the Lamb. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Every celebration of the Holy Sacrament, which our Lord instituted on this night, not only looks back to his saving death, this Holy Sacrament also looks forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb in his kingdom. For on this holy night, the Lord Jesus not only made the bread to be his body and the wine to be his blood given and shed for the remission of sins, in this way interpreting the death he was about to die, not as senseless tragedy, but as the full and perfect sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. But he also looked forward to the fulfillment of this Holy Supper in the kingdom that is yet to come. For after he had given the cup of his blood to his disciples, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And we might well add, at the marriage supper of the Lamb as seen in St. John's vision in the book of Revelation, where John writes, "The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. And the angel said to me, write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Yes, Jesus, thy feast we celebrate. We show thy death, we sing thy name, till thou return, and we shall eat the marriage supper of the Lamb. God's eternal Son came into this world as the heavenly bridegroom come to claim his bride. As we sing in that familiar hymn, from heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. All through the scriptures, we find the love of God for us, his fallen human creatures, pictured as the love of a bridegroom for his bride. But unlike earthly bridegrooms, who present themselves in the most favorable light when wooing their beloved, This heavenly bridegroom is a bridegroom crowned with thorns and nailed to the cross. St. Paul exhorts earthly bridegrooms to love their wives in this way, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Truly sacrificial love, consummated on the cross. The Lord Jesus, in fact, spoke of himself as bridegroom. For we read in St. Mark's Gospel that when people came and asked him, "Why do John the Baptist's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus replied in this way, "Can the wedding guests fast when the bridegroom is with them? As they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day." And during the last week of his earthly life, while teaching in the temple, the Lord Jesus, pointing to his second coming to judge the living and the dead, told that grave and wondrous story of the 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom who comes in the middle of the night. Those who were prepared went in with him to the marriage feast. But to those who were not prepared, the door was shut. Yes, the Holy Scriptures are full of this imagery of the heavenly bridegroom and his earthly bride. First, the people of Israel, and then, until the end of time, his holy church. And in the light of all that, you might even say that the story the Scriptures tell is in fact a love story. The story of the marriage of heaven and earth, of God and man, and the Holy Sacrament instituted by our Lord on this night and celebrated until his coming again is always, always, the celebration of the wedding of the heavenly bridegroom, the wedding of heaven and earth, of God and man in the crucified Lord. And so both then and now and until his coming again, a holy supper of hope and of joy. And so the white vestments worn on this night, and the white veil covering the crucifix, the white flowers and the candles as always shedding their light, are intended to show us that Christ's Holy Supper is indeed a wedding feast. The celebration of the heavenly marriage, the pledge and the anticipation of the marriage supper of the Lamb, to which may God in his mercy, through the bitter sufferings and death of his Son and through his glorious resurrection, bring us all. Jesus, thy feast we celebrate. We show thy death, we sing thy name till thou return, and we shall eat the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.